Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is reopening day, but it's a false start for beauty salons and haircut emporiums. And not everybody was happy that the governor made this decision. Debbie Haynes runs Deb's Beauty Salon in South Windsor, and in Truth in Advertising, she's only the second member of her family we've had on the show. Her son, Dan, is Whit Lowry's producer. Remember that, Ray, when we talked to Danny a few months back? Debbie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. So the governor spoke on Monday when he announced the change, and he said he had spoken to a lot of people in your industry, but it seems like there's a lot of people in your industry who are geared up and ready to get started today.
We were all ready to get going. There's a very small few that weren't, and it was nothing to do with the coronavirus. It was to do with daycare. They didn't jump on the bandwagon to get what they needed to open. They just weren't prepared. So they decided, you know, I believe, and I truly believe they're making more money at home with the unemployment.
Oh, yeah.
And so what, you know, we're restricted on one-on-one clients, and their livelihood is probably, you know, they're not able to take as many clients. So why would they want to work?
Hey, Deborah, how many people do you?
That's just my opinion.
How many people do you employ?
It's just me.
Just
I do
you.
It out of my home. I'm legally doing it out of my home in South Windsor.
Okay.
You know, I'm in a different situation than most hairdressers in the state. You know, but there's a lot of hairdressers that I'm hearing from that, you know, they spent a lot of money trying to get ready, and they got on the bandwagon. They knew that, you know what, Governor Lamont had said that if we followed protocol, if we did everything we were supposed to do, then, you know, those that didn't want to go back, don't go back. Those that felt they weren't ready, then don't go back. But a lot of us got everything. And these few people, you know, people were trying to help them. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? And they just didn't want to do it.
Debbie, what kind of cost did you have to put out to get your shop ready to follow the protocols that had been installed?
Sanitary stuff, masks, cake. You know, just everything that was on the list. I don't have to worry about other stylists working for me, so they had to spread their chairs 6 feet apart, their shampoo bowls, their, you know, they had to mark things on the floor so people, you know, knew where to stand when they came in. My salon has a separate entrance from my house. I'm having people come through a different door and knocking, and, you know, nobody comes in. There's no cross paths with anybody. If there's a car in my driveway, I tell them to wait in their car. I will let them know when it's safe to come in.
Deborah,
you know, we're suited up like we're going into a meth lab, basically. You know, it's very hard to work. It's very hard to work. But you know what? We got to get this economy back, or there's not going to be anything to come back to.
No, no. Deb's Beauty Salon, by the way, where are you in South Windsor?
I'm on Avery Street.
Okay.
In South Windsor.
Debbie Haynes with us this morning. We're talking about somebody who won't be reopening until, but what do you think, June 1st, you still think?
Who knows? I mean, this is like the fourth time that this has happened. You know, you get all psyched up and ready to go, and it's it's just a letdown. It's just, it's crazy times we're living in, I have to say.
When the governor announced originally that the salons would be open on May 20th, how many people, how many of your regular customers contacted you and scheduled appointments immediately?
I had a full booking way back when he said May 20th. You know, that's how we work. We don't wait till the last minute. We can't. We need products. We need, you know, we need to have a plan, and especially now with a, you need to have a plan. You need to get in touch with all these clients and tell them, listen, this is the protocol now. This is what we're going to do. And it's not something that happens like on the 19th. This is weeks of preparation.
Debbie Hallung and Deb's Beauty Salon, by the way, South Windsor, we just established where it is. Debbie, you know, how hard has this been on you? I mean, you've had no income coming in since when?
Well, March 22nd for me. You know, I'm lucky I have family that, you know, is willing to help. I have savings that I did not want to touch. You know, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, we all have bills. We all have, and South Windsor is not a cheap town to live in. You know, there's taxes, and I just realized quarterly taxes are coming up. You know, it's the bills keep coming in, and I did not get unemployment. That was, you know, for being a self-employed person, that was a nightmare. You know, I kept getting kicked out of the unemployment part of that. So, you know, I'm dipping into savings. That's all I can do. You know, I need to keep my credit up.
From, you know, talking,
I worked very hard. I worked out of my house for 30 years. Wow. You know, I raised my son here. You know, it's sad.
The famous Jack. Famous Dan, I'm sorry. Not Jack. That's not your son.
Famous Dan.
Famous Dan, exactly. And from talking to colleagues, are they all of the similar mind of yours that this did not have to happen, that you could have opened today and opened safely,
absolutely,
and gone back to work and made money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, he just listened to a small group, you know, and to be so wishy-washy, it's like, you know what? Don't go back if you don't feel good. That's a good way to do it. You're not making anybody one way or the other. If you don't feel good going back, don't go back. But they were afraid they were going to lose their clients. You know,
well,
it's like, well, you gotta get on the bandwagon. You gotta get back to work.
Deborah, let me ask you this mechanically. All right, you're going to have to wear a mask. I imagine, does your client have to wear a mask?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'll be talking them through how to, you know, for men, I need to be able to get around their ears. For women, I need to put color around their ears. So I'm having them just hold their mask with the strings, because you're not allowed to touch the mask with the strings until I get all, you know, necessary things done. And then for colors, I end up leaving the room. And I basically say, it's up to you whether you want to take your mask off. I'm basically in my house. My salon is so far away from, you know, the rest, okay, of rest of my house. I actually hang out in my kitchen.
Well, you know, there's some men that could use color in their hair as well.
Yeah,
so.
I could. I need a haircut badly.
Yeah.
It's a style job.
You know, everybody's looking like afros and chia pets and everything else.
Yeah, but I'm a white boy. I can't do an afro, really. I mean,
what will happen if this is extended past June 1st? Are there people who won't be able to go on and keep their businesses going?
Oh, absolutely. There's businesses already closing. There's businesses closing. And it's not just hair businesses. It's restaurants. It's a lot of people are affected by this. You know, you can't sustain a business for 2 months is a long time. You extend it 4 months, forget it. Forget it. There'll be foreclosures on, you know, everywhere. And people that are renting, their landlords are knocking. They're getting eviction notices.
Yeah. It's sad. Well, listen, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Good luck. We hope you get open on June 1st, and I'm going to send Ray over for a haircut, and maybe you can put a little brown. Maybe give him some highlights. I think that would be
go
a good
black.
Look.
I want to go
give
total
him,
black.
Give him some highlights. So, okay. Debbie, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Thank you.
All right, Debbie Haynes. And you can hear her. She's upset. I don't blame her.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.